assuming that we're current with all the Rashi's, which I think we are, we're holding Kuf Lamavav Man Aleph, halfway down the page, Yiboy Lahu, beginning of a line. Yiboy Lahu, Mi Pligi Rabbanon Alei De Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel, Oloi, do the Chachamim argue on Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel and say that the halacha of there's no chashas that they fall before day 30 or before day 8? Do they not argue? And if we do understand that they argue, halacha kamoisa or halacha kamoisa, do we pass it like Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel or not? Toshma. Bryce talks about egel shnele b'yamtiv, shetanus b'yamtiv. A calf which is born on yamtiv, you're allowed to shetan on yamtiv. In other words, the chiddush of the Bryce is not considered muksa. But the question is, even though it's not considered muksa, but how is it going to work according to Reb Shimon Gamliel? It's potentially a nafel, and nafel is also it's not considered chai, so it's, the sheet doesn't work for it, then it would be also to eat, to be a nevela. Elamai, which is somebody argues Reb Shimon Gamliel.
It's not a trefa?
In other words, the Kodesh Shem Gamliel has the status of a Mesa or a Trefa, however you understand before them, or give it a status that it can't be eaten at this point in time. And this price is saying that you could. So, must be the Chacham and argue. In other words, no Chacham Vayas Kiran. The Kimle Begavesha Kol Lachadoshev. We know for sure that it's had the full term. And the issue of. So here's the first time when the Morris really says it, you know, this idea explicitly. That Shimon Gamliel's main concern is that maybe it's not a full-term child. That's why it's a nafel. If it's a full-term child, we assume it's not a nafel, because rive for full-term children are not in the fallen. So, if we know that for sure, that we would know by let's say the situation where the animal was kept isolated in such a way that. The last time it was, we could do the math and figure out when last time it was able to conjugate with another animal. We know the math, so then for sure it's not a problem.
We wouldn't have a row about a full term pregnancy.
Well, let's see. The more is going to touch on that. That's a good question. Toshma. Rishoben, we have the Machlokes Zatin, there's the Machlokes Tanoim, that are you allowed to be Roya Amum on Yamtiv? Do we say that when a person, a Bechor, is also to eat, unless you give it to the Kohen, you bring it as a Korban, etc.? But if he has a Mum, the Yisrael. Or the Kayan, there's a lot of Shechtet. So there's a Machlokes Tanoim whether you're allowed to look at a Mum on Yom Tov, which means the beginning of Yom Tov it didn't have the Mum, now Yom Tov gets the Mum, and you wanted to see if the Mum was a valid Mum or not, thereby allowing the animal to be Shechtet on Yom Tov. So that's a problem, maybe possibly we had him Mesechtes Beya. It's like a Tikkun. The process of being mounted to the Behemah is like a Tikkun. But they both agree, Shim Nerlin Hu, if it's born with the Mum, she's I mean a Mukhan, that's considered Mukhan. It's not a problem of being Masakim because it was born as is. And it's not a problem of Muksa because that it was expected like that. So you see that you're able to shaft the animal when it's born. So again, the same type of answer. Toshma, Domer Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Alocha Kerb Shem Gamliel, so Alocha Mechal the Pligi, Shema Minu. So he passed like a Shem Gamliel, but the fact that he needed to pass like a Shem Gamliel would indicate that Chalim Argu. Amr Abayit. Kerb Shem Abayit, he says the following. Nelva Minagag, Oy Ochla Ri, Dibra Kerb Shem Gamliel. The Rav Roy's children are born. They're born to term, and therefore they're not in the fallen. So therefore, And obviously when it hits day 30, we'll understand retroactively what its status was. So let's say during the 30 days, the child was killed. The child would be the human child or the animal child, in some type of a case which had nothing to do with the health of the child. So then we assume that the child was had been a viable child. The rabbi would tell you it's a viable child. So where's the machlokes?
What's the nafkamina?
Well, we'll see some nafkamina. Right. So now, according to the Baya, if that's true, that there's no machlokes when there's nafkamina from Menagag, so the answer that we had to the last two toshmas, shechting the animal, eating it, you rely on the rove. So it comes the yomtiv, you're allowed to sheft the animal and eat it because you have the rove, according to Abaye. Kipligis, where's the machlokes? Shepihak umes. No. Piak is that it burped. In other words, it had some function, human function or animal function, but then it just up and died. Right? So there was nothing which caused it. It died on its own. So the question is, what was its status up to that point in time? Marsa v'chayhu, Marsa v'meisu. So this machlokes between Shingam Lil and Chachamim is, what was its status up to the point in time? The Gemara says, "L'may nafkamina." What's in the business? Will this have? I mean, now the child is dead, so it's dead. Like, why was important that? Why would it be important to us in that situation that she would consider it alive? The Gemara says, "L'nafkamina." The difference is, "Lifter min a yibum." Now, if a man has no children and his wife dies, so there's a mitzvah on the surviving brothers to do yibum on the wife. If at the moment of the husband's death there was a child, even if that child died afterwards, there's no mitzvah of yibum. The child could die 2 days later, it doesn't make a difference. The child could die an hour later, it doesn't make a difference. As long as he had a child, so there's no mitzvah of yibum. But, well, so we have this chutz of shemilil and the chachamim in this situation. How do we deal with the status of this child, who the father died, and an hour later the child was piach umeis? So now what do we do? Is if you consider the child a viable child, so the mother's pater from yibum. If you tell the child not a viable child, the mother's not pater from yibum. The mother is chayv and yibum. Okay, so that's what the Morris says. The Morris says, one second. Doesn't sound right. Nafim in a gag, Oyokla read, Dibre Kol Chayhu. You say everybody holds Chay. That's what you're saying, really. Vora Papa, Ravuna Breda of Yeshua, Iklu Lebei, Berei, the Rav Idi Barabu. These two Amaroy, Rav Papa and Ravuna Breda of Yeshua, came to the house of the son of a Rida Barabu. Igla Tilsa Biyamama Deshiva. And he shafted for them a Igla Tilsa. Igla Tilsa we had before was the third, either it means the third, over here it would have to mean it was the third born eagle, which in general we say the mother by the time it's giving birth to its third calf, it's much older, mature, and stronger. So that's a much healthier child and is a much more tasty child. Anyway, it's a very chashuva calf. But he shouted for them, the Imam of the Shiva, on the seventh day after it was born. Vamrilay, they said to the son of Arida Bravi, Is Rechisu le Adla Urto, if you had you waited till the evening, which would have been the eighth day, we would have eaten from such the animal. But Hashal Echli Minei. But now we're not getting it. So even though that was a case of shechting a stam animal, so like why wouldn't they eat from it if everybody holds that case as mutter? Ella Morse is the version of what Abaye is saying has to be like this. Kishapiyako Mesu, Rekolas Mesu. The fact that it just went and died on its own, that's indicative of the fact that there was a problem. And therefore we have interpreted now that there was a problem the whole time. Everybody, Chamer also agreed that it was considered a mace up to that point in time. Ki pligi benofu mina gag v'ochla ri. Marasa v'meisu, marasa v'chayu. So the machlokes is, during the 30 days, can we assume that there's a chiyus there or not? So the Chamer said yes. Now we prove that the Chamer said yes. And Rishon Leil says, no, we can't assume that. Verses Rei de Rav Dimi Bar Yosef Isyalele HaYonuka gave birth to a child. The guy thoughts in Yomim is Shachim. The child died within 30 days. Yosef comes Abeluye. He was sitting available on it. Amlevua. So Rav Dimi Bar Yosef said to his son, Svurunisa Kabisa Lamechel, why are you sitting Shiva? There's no reason to sit Shiva. It's not a Varechai. It just died on its own in the middle. It's like, so it's not a Chai. Elamai must be. They used to come and give a certain food to the oval. They used to the first meal that the oval sits, he does not eat his own food, and they feed him the food. They used to give this tzavranisa, whatever those are exactly, to eat. So I said, must be you're sitting Shiva because you like eating tzavranisas. Like, what are you doing? Amalei, so he said back to him, Kimli Begabei Shekola Chodashim. I know that it was a full term child, so therefore that's why I'm sitting about. Rabbi Ashi Ikla the Bear of Kahana. Rashi came to Rav Kahana's house. He said, Rabbi Bilsa, we're going to tell us a Yemen. Rav Kahana had a story that a child, it occurred to him a story that the child died within 30 days after it was born. Chazad Yosef, he said, he was sitting in Avelis. Amalei l'sabalo mar l'hod amar of Yehuda amar shmo alocha kum shim gamlil. You don't pass him like shim gamlil. So, why are you sitting in Avelis? Amalei. So, Rav Kahana said back to Rav Ashi, Kimli b'gavei shekol l'chadosh. Might as well do the more to the Rashi. We'll do the Rashi. Itmar, Meis Besoich Shloshim Yoim. So we have a situation where the mother was expecting, and the husband died. The wife was expecting. Only child so far she was expecting, and the husband dies. Then she gives birth to a child. So gave birth to a child. There's no mitzvah of yibum or chalitza. And the child dies within 30 days after it's born. The omda, she went, minis kacha, and she married herself off to somebody else, as opposed to doing chalitza at that point in time. So she went and married herself to somebody else. So according to Rishon Gamliel, which we pass on, like that, we have to question the viability of the child in that situation. Possibly even according to the Chachamim in that situation, because it just went in case it went and died. Where it says every holds mesu, so the child wasn't viable. She was chayav in yibum, and she can't marry to somebody else. So what do you do now? So Amar Rabbeinu Mishmei de Ravu. Im Eishes Yisrael hi chaletzes. So go do chalitza now. and then she'll stay, remain with the husband that she's with. So just do chalitza now. Chalitza, that there's a yivam l'shuk kedushin. It's not chal in yivam l'shuk, so we'd have to redo some type of kedushin. But so we do a chalitza and then some type of kedushin. He makes his kohen he. But however, if this woman, she's married, the woman who's married, if she's married now to a kohen, so the loch of the kohen cannot marry a chalitza. So giving her chalitza now will be effectively prohibiting her and her husband. So any chalitza, we don't do chalitza. The pashas, you know, a woman is ever a lav, Yivam L'shuk is a lav. So that will not create any type of isser on the man that she had the relations with. Is a Gemara about it? I'm trying to remember. There's a Gemara about it. Possibly, there might be at least an Gemara which says that it's she's also to the case of Yivam L'shuk to the one who's she was with, but. It's lav davka over here that there was bia, she was amda v'kisha niskatcha. So in chaletz, in other words, even though we said Allah is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but over here we're going to, because of the situation that we don't want to make her usher and her husband, we'll be semech on the chachamim, the argue Shimon Gamliel and say that she'd be muteris. Shabi Mishmei the Rav Omar Achazu Bachazu Chaletzis. No, even Eishes Kayin is Chaletzis, and then let everything play out the way it's going to play out. Avle Ravina the Rav Sharvia, so Ravina is a bet to Rav Sharvia. Beurta Amar Rav Hachi. I want you to know, yes, on the day that Rav said this, what you said, he did say that in the evening. He said that. With Safra Hodur Bay. But in the morning, I want you to know that he changed his psak and he said, Eishes Kayin does not need chalitza. Amalei, so Rav Sharvia or Rav Sharshia, in the name of, so Rav Sharshia said back to Ravina that he disagrees with what he just said. It doesn't make sense. Sharitua, if you're going to permit it, which I hold is really, we hold the law of the Rav Gamliel, and it's also she can't not have chalitza, and once she not can't have chalitza, once she needs to have chalitza, she's also to the kohen. So if you're going to be mad to her, you hate Rava the tishu tarba, so you should be zayicha to go and be mad to Chalab also while you're at it. Okay, talking about being sarcastic, right? Anyway, like. I bless you with being matter HSH, you know, like basically, you know. What are you doing? So obviously you shouldn't do that. Okay. See Rashi. Me pligi. The Mishri flies the behemoth of a serf has yamim to the chomer argue and say that an animal would be mutter during the first 8 days or not. So the Mor said Toshma, shevnas of a yamtiv, yikshat the child as a born man of muksa. It's not muksa. Shrei ben shmosh is nami hoyim muchan agav imoy. It's not like a new entity. It's just born, but the law is a child in the mother's stomach. The shkita works in it. So. When Ben Shmosh came and it's still in the mother's stomach, it also was raw to eat. So it's not an oilet, it was mukhan the whole time. Miyo Shemina Mino, the Mutul of Baba Yom, you see a lot of Shef that day. Must the Chama argue, Anu Shem Ram Leo. Gemara says, Kala Chodosh. Veshav, second price. Yehuda Rav Shimon, Zanech Lugu Baroi, and Mumim V'yamta. They argue whether you're allowed to pass in Mumim and Yamta. They said this Be'ah, Shem Lelad Ha'yoyim, but they do agree, Shem Lelad Ha'yoyim, is the child was, the firstborn was born today. Hu umuma imai with the mum. Shumin amuchin, that's considered amuchin. Umutzul levakir mum v'yamta, you can check it out. Dolodomi kimisakin v'yamta. The issue is it looks like you're fixing something. That's only in a case where it was already established otherwise. Now you're trying to change it, it looks like you're fixing. Over here, it's not a problem. Lo yischazikin b'yisura. It didn't have a state where it's awesome. The more it says, well, as soon as it's born, you still have a problem until you go to get check the moment. So you still have the Ischaski Surah. So the worst of the case was, that the Diyanim were right there, and as soon as it was born, they checked it out, so that there was never got a time where it was Ischaski Surah, that it now should be considered a problem of being Misakin to check on the moon. Okay. More came along by and said, "Nofamina gaga ochlari shemais machmas misa habola b'sech lamed mimokamacher." It had a different. The source of death was some somewhere else, not internally. So dibrekol b'ches is called a chadosha. We assume it was a full term. Koy. The lav hachmisa lo havemais. We assume that it would have been viable were it not for this attack that happened. Hilchok. Kaihu. Therefore, we consider at this point in time as if it's alive. Now, what's an afkamina? Bottom having vlad, we should consider a child a viable child, the poiter is imoy in a chalitza. And therefore, the mother will not need a chalitza. Gabi behema nami, stam yelid behema, sheshocha besech ches, is mutter bechila. The chazin and reyusa, verev hayoldis, enon mapilis. So, rive animals which give birth to that children which are not nefallen. And therefore, you can now go and check this animal, or at least if you did check the animal, it would be mutzatit. Where's the machlokes? Shepiak umeis. The question was piak mean? Baile belaz. It birthed. Klamer l'archa le'dosa le'ro bo'elachias ma'at. Shepiak. It was able to do some things minimally. It wasn't functioning normally like other children. Umeis, and then it died. We got to be Adam because the Moor is now referring to a case to of a human. So that's what the Nafkamina is, whether it would be Patim and Ibrahim or not. Okay. The Moor said, Achari, or Nafkamina Agag, everybody holds that Tzchai. There was a story, Chazin of the Eglat Tilsa by Imam at the Shiva. He shafted the Ziglat Tilsa on the seventh day. So he told him, if Israchisu Milashurto ad Urta Shulah Shemini, if you waited till the evening, we have a clean minute, we would eat it. And he says, Yoim, Kikulai, the eighth day, you don't need the full 8 day, part of the 8 day is sufficient. Means the following evening already, the 8th day is because it's Roy, it's Mutter. I think when we discuss this and we learn that my cotton, there is a sheet which there is there gotta be certain halachas. We say Mitzvah Yom Kikulai applies even by the night time. Certain halachas you need to have Mitzvah Yom of the yom, you need a lila. The mitzvah shiva is lila of the yom. So we say the 8th day. As soon as it's partially in the 8th day, that's sufficient. Now the Rashi. So miyom miyom shmini hu diyirotze. When it comes to karbonis, we don't say it's yom kikuloi and it's mutav sheshet by evening. There you need the morning. The urta la basar kovah, there's those things bringing a korban by night. You see, b'yom sabah soy, lakriv. Hakrovah has to take place by day. Amachal nefel, nafkele, but the this questionable status of a nefil, it loses already by even the evening of the eighth day. Because like Dusha, you can be makdish as a korban, can be in a mezuzah. If you want to be, which means welcome Lila Kedusha, Yom Lahatzot. You can't, till that point in time, you can't even be matched as a korban because you don't know what its status is. But the night's already, we know what its status is. You can be matched to the korban, just can't bring it till the next morning. That's by korbanos, but by kulin, so you can shatter it by night. Umeichel and eat it, but almost. So we see Rishim Neil is saying that they did it in the seventh day, we're not sure, and we can't eat it. But you're suggesting that in that situation where there's an outside death, even Rishim Neil says it's mutter. It died within 30 days of the time of the child was born. Sabrunisa matamim shemachilim esoy evil. The different delicacies they would give to the oval to eat. So kamisa mechel. That's what you want. The kachal to misalig. You're sitting available. Chinam for no purpose because you want to get the food. No, Eastern milsa available. The situation of available. The child died. Go to tosin yamin. The latest of lad within 30 days of birth. So we said. What are you doing? He said, it was Kol Chadosh. Within 30 days after the child was born, it died. This is the only child of the father. The child was born after the father died. Through the viable status of this child, we would relieve the mother of any needs for chalitza. But the child died in the middle. And Mima Vav the Bekish needs Kacha. Lacher's man. She thought she had a child, so she went and accepted kedusha. Fisha Surah Shenis Kukul Yom. She says she's part of it. Told her she doesn't need to go to Yom anymore, so she went and married somebody. So he measures Israel. He made a koyin zeshen his kachaloi. If one that she's married to now was not a koyin, umutar chalutz and the Israel can marry chalutz. So then chalutzes. Minasafik, you give her chalitza. Tinasa, then she can go and do the nesuin with this fellow. She taklets the hey asurulai, she'll lose her husband if those chalitza now. Simchina nad rabbanon, we rely on the chachamim, remain in love, nefil hu, ben chalitza. We don't need to be machmer, her kaira chalitza, because according to chachamim, we assume the child is viable. Lotam Rabba Hachi could come out. Even Rabba Selik, you said, "Adachazubach zucholetzis." But the tzar for hundred baby Amr Eishes Koyin ain't cholezis. In the morning, he changed his mind. He said, "Eishes Koyin does not need cholezis." Amalei Rishavia, the Ravina. Rishavia said to Ravina, "Shereisu, if you're going to be mounted this, if you are going to be mounted this one, balich cholezis without cholezis." Ravitzu Adar Rishimun Adar Rishimun. You are going to Rishimun. Nakapal Rishimun. The Gamil's psak. Then you hear Rabbo the Tishrum Chelav Achil. You're going to be mounted with Chelav to eat. Okay. Something more. So back in the Mishnah of Yehuda, it said of Yehuda was mounted to do a mila on a androgynous on Shabbos. Omer Shizzi Omer Rav Chis the Lord the Chol Omer Yehuda androgynous Zachar who. It doesn't have the din of a zacher, the gabi everything, but the gabi mila has din of a zacher. Vada din of a zacher. Where are we talking about? No, androgynous. It's not regard. You're saying you said, listen, we deal with a child as a male, and it's a mila, it's like a Shabbos. Well, so that's not. He doesn't give a din of a vada, a definite zacher regards everything. Shema to Amrikain, Arochin is Yeorich. So when it comes to Erichin, why don't you do an Erich on it? So if a person says that the value of erech plenty Allah, use the word erech, we use the word dmei plenty, the value of plenty, monetary-wise, we estimate the person based on what he would sell in the shulk as an erech. If he says erech plenty, use the word erech, which also translates as value, but it's a specific word the Torah uses. If he says erech, he means the value the Torah gives to everything. The Torah gives based on gender and age. So that's a din of erech. But it doesn't apply to androgynous. How do you, who told you that androgynous is no halach of erech? The Tanya, Yidarshan, ha-zocher below tumtum androgynous. It has to be a definite zocher, which includes a tumtum, or an androgynous. Yachol lo yehei be'erech ish. I'll be yehei be'erech ish. So, okay, so we won't have the extra cost of being a male, because maybe it's a, we did with the halach of a female. But at least the value of a female it has. Tamalimer hazocher vim nekevahi says either zocher or nekeva, puts the two together. Zocher vadi nekeva vadoi, so tumtum and drugginess. There's no halacha of erech and tumtum and drugginess. Period. It's neither a zocher or nekeva, but it's one or the other. No, it's a status of zafik. There's no halacha of erech and nesaf. According to Yehuda, Yehuda should come along and say, one second, it's a zocher and drugginess, it's a zocher vadi. Like you see, you're Mechal Shabbos for it. So, Stam Safra is Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rosh over there of that price. We know Stam Safra, Teres Kahana, is written by Rabbi Yehuda. So here we have Rabbi Yehuda saying there's no din of erech, even though, and we don't give him a din of a zocher. Amar Nach, Amar Yitzchak, Afanan Hametanina, Hakol Ksheirim Lekadesh. You can do the mice of putting the Afer of the paraduma into the mechata, into the water, giving it a lach of mechatas. So any person could do that. It's a mishnah in para. Chutz mecharishat v'katan, mecharishat v'katan cannot do this process. Rehuda is machshav v'katan. He learns how a katan could do it. Upoisel beisha v'androgynous, and he has two meutim which he has, as opposed to excluding a katan. One of the meutim is used to exclude an androgynous. Shaminoah, that it's not considered a zocher. So why by mila does he say yes? It's deicher Shabbos. Dechsev himolachem kol zocher. The extra word kol is being marba even androgynous. Let's see Rashi if it's marba.